If you're looking for an excuse to play the theme from Mission Impossible, we've got it. But instead of a tape that self-destructs, it's a disintegrating DVD. Well, they don't exactly disintegrate. They are rendered useless about 8 hours or so after opening. The new technology is being employed right now for promotions, freebies for reviewers of the new James Bond movie, or a bonus for buyers of certain CDs. Self-immolating DVDs are throwaway items right now, but this ephemeral product could have big implications for the movie industry. Here to talk about it is P.J. McNeely of the technology research firm Gartner G2. He joins us from Palo Alto, California. Mr. McNeely, do sparks fly out of this thing as it disintegrates?
No, it's more of an issue where after, say, for example, 8 hours of the DVD being open, a dye will be emitted across the disc, the surface of the DVD disc, rendering it basically useless for future purposes.
And how does that help anything?
Well, what it does is it provides the movie companies and the content industry with another protection scheme to keep their content under wraps and maybe one less movie out on the file sharing services.
So, in other words, they can actually send the movie, like, for example, the new James Bond film, to critics who can see it once, but then it disintegrates so they can't hand it off to people.
Absolutely. This helps secure that channel just a little bit more.
Now, can it, may I ask an indelicate question, can the DVD be copied before it's rendered useless?
Somebody can always copy. There is no perfect protection, but this one's pretty good.
Mm. How could this eventually affect films and, for that matter, Blockbuster rentals?
Somebody such as Blockbuster could let you buy a movie or rent a movie that had a 24-hour shelf life. But I think companies such as Blockbuster will be a little bit hesitant about something like this because they want you to physically return the movie to the store,
yeah,
get foot traffic walking through the store, and rent another movie and get the popcorn and the soda to go with it.
So conceivably, in a couple of years, consumers could be not just renting and having to return a DVD. They could purchase maybe we should call them disposable DVD, and not worry about that part of it, which would make them less dependent on the rental firm.
This is one possible solution for, a new way to digitally distribute movies. But I'm not so sure that consumers really want to go down this path of basically renting once and having it be destroyed. Because when consumers think about buying movies,
yeah,
they think of the concept of ownership. And when you buy it, you own it. You can do anything you want with it. And so the fact that something like this would time out may make it less appealing.
Mr. McNeely, nice talking to you, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Speaking with us from Palo Alto, California, P.J. McNeely, Research Director for Gartner G2.
We'll take any excuse to play this song.